Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Recording this apart on Zoom.
Where's my script?
What do you mean, where's your script?
My script to start the podcast. Hello and welcome to Help I Sex With My Boss.
Oh, no, I do that bit now.
What?
That's me.
Oh, is that how it is? Doesn't matter that you've been cheating on me with that little floozy that we call producer Ben, and now I don't even start my own podcast. Get my agent on the phone right now. This is the new Diva Jordan. The bitch is back, baby. And you all better start perking up. I've had enough of you already. I don't need you. You need me. The pariah.
I've got two words for you. Beverly Callard.
Right, start the podcast.
Welcome to the last edition of Help I Sexed My Boss as I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, hashtag Get Behind Jordan. When we return to normal, we're a podcast where Jordan and I help you navigate the problems of modern life. As you know, for 3 weeks this year, we became the official home for those who wish to get behind Jordan and support him during his time away on primetime television. I'm William Hansen, usually an etiquette coach and author. I'm more tasty runner bean, Jordan's more testy runner up. got away with that. Now, during Jordan's stint in the castle, this would have been the part of the podcast where I had the immense displeasure of introducing producer Ben. But today, to chat through his I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here experience, I'm delighted to welcome back to the podcast, his own podcast, mind you, Jordan North!
Oh, thank you. And it's so nice to speak to you exclusively first. Not Greg on Radio 1, not this morning, not the rain, not the sun.
Thanks for putting us first.
What else have I done? Hang on. GQ, BBC Radio Lancashire. So it's so nice to for you guys.
It's nice to know where we belong in your heart.
Seriously. Thanks. Why am I saying thanks for having me on? It's my own podcast. But thank you genuinely for all your love and support whilst I was in there. As soon as I came out of the castle, people were telling me how great
good
this was and how much you were getting behind me, and you had loads of special guests. And seriously, thank you to you and to producer Ben, to Stuart as well, who's our exec, and to all you wonderful G and Divas and our new listeners as well. So thank you, genuinely, really do.
Jordan, it was our pleasure. We were all so excited to see you go into the castle. Although not everyone was excited, and I've talked to you vaguely about this, and I'll play you the clip now. Are you aware of the work of a radio presenter called Steve Allen?
Oh, please say you didn't. I said, as long as I go in there and make my family proud, they don't hate me on Gogglebox and Steve Allen doesn't slag me off, then I'll be happy. Oh,
well,
no.
Gogglebox loved you. Steve Allen, who, for those that don't know, who presents between 4 a.m. and 7 a.m. on LBC, he is hilarious. I don't listen to many radio programmes. I listen to Treasure Quest, presented by my friend Jonathan Vernon Smith. I listen to Steve Allen and obviously Jordan North and my brother. And anyone else that I know in radio, I listen to your show as well.
Half of our friends.
Yes. Steve Allen, the lineup was announced and I had to turn on, and Steve Allen did not disappoint. He talks for 3 hours and talks about popular culture. And this is what he said about our friend George.
I often wonder, and I'm a celeb, so they've got people on it, like there's some obscure bloke from Radio 1. I didn't think it was still going, frankly. I was slightly disturbed. But they put him on there, and you think, but nobody knows who he is. So do they have some contra deal with the producers, go, listen, put him on and you can have so-and-so or this? I mean, why would somebody that nobody's ever heard of go on the programme? You know, and he's apparently cover for people on the station. Well, you might as well have asked the station cat.
Oh, I mean, I can't.
I mean, they know who you are now.
I can't come back to that. They might as well have asked the station cat. He's, we all know Steve Allen. He's a very funny and great broadcaster.
We asked him to come on our podcast, our daily podcast, and then 2 days later, he then declined to come on our podcast live on air.
Did he?
He said, someone's asked me to come on something called a podcast to talk about Jordan. Why would I go on to talk about someone I've never heard of? Every day you got a mention.
Can I just say as well, hilarious that OK Magazine did an article about my trendy lad pad. It was all pictures of your flat.
We should just stress, not all pictures.
There was like a picture of me on your balcony. I was like, yep, William's balcony. Oh, William's kitchen at William's dining room.
Jordan's got a lovely balcony with a herb planter. No, he doesn't.
How does it feel that Hello Magazine described your house as a lad pad?
Well, thankfully, I mean, that was my old place, and thank heavens, because if we still live there, the property value would have dropped considerably. So obviously you knew that we were going to do some podcasts and stuff when you were away. Did you realise quite how much we would be doing?
No. And then I kind of, if you remember, we did a Zoom in isolation when I was in Wales. Mm. And yous were all being a bit weird. I was like, why, what are you going to do? And then producer Ben was there smirking in his head, going round, this is my moment. This is my perfect moment. I was like, what's going on? And then I found out just before I went in that Ben was replacing me. So, I didn't know, but I've heard such great things. You had loads of guests. You had Kerry Katona on, didn't you?
Kerry Katona, Wendy North, obviously. She was our biggest guest.
God, Wendy's been here, there and everywhere. She said to me, she went, I'm going to get some Botox and my teeth done. What with me being on telly, a lord now? She's rumoured to be going in next year's I'm a Celebrity. That's the first thing.
Well, they got you on this year, so, you know.
True.
Stranger things have happened. Yes, we had Christopher Biggins. We had the lovely people from Pendleside Hospice. And perhaps my favourite guest, I think I felt the most connection to Jay Rodriguez.
He's one of our own. Jay Rodriguez. He's one of our own. He's one of our own. He's one of our own. Jay Rodriguez. He's one of our own. That's what we're saying because he's from Burnley.
Yeah, that's how I started the interview, really.
Oh, great.
With Mr. Rodriguez. We're going to get... And Jay and I have agreed that we're going to go for a pint on my next state visit to Burnley.
Right, OK. I once bumped into Jay Rodriguez. He was having...
Is this the start of a joke?
No. We did, in a pub. He was having a pint there.
Oh, nice. The other thing I had for the duration of your time away, I managed to get you put in a frame.
Oh, yes, I see.
Your publicity photo from I'm a Celebrity, I had blown up and put in a frame. I don't want this. So if you want this for your own wall, because I have no further use for this, so let me know if you do want it.
Why don't I sign it and then we can auction it off to our...
Oh, that's a good
idea. Why don't we sign it or just give it away as a prize to our Gene Divas?
Yeah, Ben can summon up some energy and he can do a
Ben, sort that out on socials. Oh, do we have to go through your agent these days? Ben, if you can sort that out. But seriously, thanks again. Can you still believe it went on?
It is absolutely extraordinary. Although... You know, I was very worried when we were going to be carrying on the podcasts without you for your time away. I thought, you know, will people still listen? Are they really going to care? Was it all actually just about Jordan? Was anyone listening for me? Record-breaking listening figures since you left. In fact, the very first episode you weren't on it, before you'd even gone in, really, we had the best listening figures we've ever had.
You set a...
You can go away more often if you like.
So thanks for depping, Producer Ben. That's what we say in the industry. We don't say covering. Like when I, so I'm actually, time of recording this, I'm depping for Grimmy today. So deputising, isn't it?
Deputising, yes.
Deputising, so I'm depping. So thanks for depping, Ben. But yeah, I still, it's, honestly, like the first, I'll try and tell you that. So the first, the day I come out on Friday, didn't sleep for 2 days. Got back to the hotel, went to Vernon's room, had a few drinks, couldn't sleep, run a bath. Then I had to do loads of interviews and we had to record the Castle Story show, so the bits to camera. And then just, it's just been manic. I've literally not stopped since come out. I've not had a day off, but I'm not whinging. I'm happy to be working. But just when I feel like it's calming down, something happens. So last weekend, I nipped to Debenhams. This was before the tier, and I got some, but I forgot my hat. And I got bloody mobbed outside Debenhams. I was like, so one person asked for a picture. I was like, fine, yeah, just socially distanced. Then once one person sees this, like, that was weird. And then I thought, oh, it's calming down. And I said, it's calming down now. And then this advert popped up of me doing the Tesco advert. Cheers, Cledders. So people keep saying to me now that, and happy place. And then this week I thought it's calming down. They've only gone and erected a bloody billboard in Burnley of my face, haven't they? So I'm just, honestly, like, I am keeping my feet on the ground, but it's just a bit mad at the moment.
Oh, bless you. Well, we there's so much to talk to you about. But before we go any further, I think we do need to address the elephant in the Zoom. See what I did there. As we've mentioned, whilst you were away, I did need someone to talk to for these podcasts because nobody wanted to listen to hours and hours of me speaking to myself. But ironically, the decision to actually have Producer Ben as my temporary co-host has backfired because you and I, Jordan, would have been doing this debrief much sooner, way before Lorraine and This Morning and Granada Reports, had it not been for Ben, because Ben got COVID. I have only just found this out. Because when Ben kept telling me how hot he was, that he'd lost all sense of taste and had a total lack of energy, I just assumed it was business as normal for Ben. So, with some trepidation, let's welcome back to the microphone a fully recovered producer, Ben.
Hi, guys. I'm okay, thanks. Thanks for all your lovely messages on Twitter, guys. I'm good and I'm well, and well done in the castle, Jordan.
No worries, Ben. No worries at all, pal.
Hi, guys.
I think your impression's uncanny.
Ben, what's with a moustache in that top? You look like you've been kicked through Berlin backwards in the 80s.
Hang on a second, I'm wearing this top to support you.
Oh, it's a happy place top. Oh, yes. Bless you.
And William actually has let the side down because he did say that he would wear his happy place t-shirt for this recording, but he is wearing his normal sort of fancy sweater.
It's too cold to wear just a t-shirt.
I can't believe the Happy Place t-shirts, like how much they raised. When I found that out, I cried. I found that out literally as soon as we come off air on the Friday. And Adette were talking about it, and then the producer said to me, oh yeah, it's raised 25 grand at the time. I was like, what? I'm getting worked up thinking about it. And it's the fact that Ant and Dex had Pendleside Hospice, because obviously they'd never heard of it before. So, yeah.
Just to... I know that you probably want to talk about the strangeness of me talking on microphone, but just to update Jordan, I was reminded of something that happened during our run of episodes, and we did a daily episode, and to be honest with you, all, for the most part, went without a hitch until one particular Friday night. I think we'd had a couple of drinks, spirits were high.
I'd forgotten this.
And we got to the end of the recording, and obviously this would never happen to William normally. William hadn't even pressed record on his microphone, so what did we have to do? We had to start again and record it all again on a Friday night at 11 o'clock in the evening. So just thought I'd let you know.
It was a joy.
Didn't you have an Iceland picky tea as well, William? What's that? You went into Iceland?
Yes. We've all got a drink to hand. We've done this before, but we'll do it one last time. Let's toast to Jordan.
To Jordan.
Jordan.
Ah.
Now, Jordan, you did just drink to yourself, which is a little bit arrogant. We've done this before on the podcast. Remember, you never drink a toast to yourself.
Sorry, you just sit there and nod.
We'll let you off. Jordan, can we just talk about something that we saw every night, the titles?
Oh, yeah.
And your wink to the camera, which made quite a lot of us feel violently ill. None of us really knew how to take that. What was the direction you got?
Okay, first of all, I've only seen that once. I only seen the titles about a week ago because I've not watched much of it back. I can't bring... I've seen clips. But I was told the best... I'm glad the wink went in because I was told... Right, and I think... I don't know if I mentioned this, but they said, could you maybe put your hand over your ear and pretend to be a DJ and like pretend to be spinning
some
decks?
Oh, God, that's so cringe.
Yeah, and I just went... And I turned to the camera, I did it, and I'm showing you now on camera... And I just went, I'm really sorry, I can't do that. She was like, oh, that's okay. I was like, so I did a wink instead. And I did the old, and I did the hand jive. So the wink is the best one that they kept in, I think. Yeah, I didn't have a wink in there.
Good to know.
No, I didn't.
He's back.
No, I didn't.
Let's talk about vomiting on a cliff.
So that was off. We weren't actually filming. We were breaking during filming. And because we were overrunning, we only had like 15, 20 minutes for lunch. So I weren't even hungry.
And what was lunch?
It was on the side of the cliff by the end of the day. It was lamb hot pot, and I just wolfed it down me. And then had a brew and a biscuit. Because
authentic Welsh cuisine.
Vernon said to me, just get it down here because we're going to be starving in a couple of days. And I got back up to the top. And we weren't filming, and I was chatting to Vernus. I feel a bit sick, and he said to me, I thought you were just playing up to it. And then I just had a quick look over edge, and I thought, oh, and then I just felt myself turning green. And sick to, so you can tell when the camera's filming it, because I'm not seeing it properly, but they're like trying to switch the camera on and get the camera on me. And then he said, can you do that again? I was like, what? No. So that cliff, though, yeah. And I got my hair cut last week, and I said to him, I said, oh, Panny, were you telling everyone that you cut my hair? See me announce that. Joking, aren't you? See your state of the hair on that cliff? I didn't want to have to do with that. He went, you look like you had a syrup on it. It was awful. I was like, all right, fair enough.
It's Producer Ben, your hairdresser.
Yeah. Producer Ben on TalkSport's my hairdresser. So, yeah, the vomiting off the cliff.
Are you, you know, it, look, if anything happened to you today, how are you feeling that what will be written first in your obituary in the Daily Star is that you vomited on the side of a cliff?
Yeah, I think me being sick on the side of a cliff potentially changed my life. What? I do, because my plan in there, and I've said it many times before, honestly, I thought, go in, keep your head down, because let's face it, there is always every season, every year, there's always somebody that doesn't do that many trials. So I thought, keep your head down and you'll go out halfway, you know. And I thought, I might be able to do the eating trial and I might be able to do bugs because I'm not that bothered about bugs. I managed the first trial okay. I mean, it's horrible. It's not nice. But yeah, me being sick. And in my naivety, I never thought, apparently everyone thought, well, he's going to get voted for everything. I just thought, oh, they'd feel sorry for me and... But no.
The British public have a very vindictive side.
They do. I can't believe that you went in there with the thought in your head that you could just play it quiet, as if you could just sidle along, like not making anything happen, when clearly...
Yes. We've been... Quiet and Jordan North are not happy bedfellows.
That's what I thought. And then obviously, you I did, and then you do forget the camera's there, so hence why I was Jeff. Hence, you know, the pull my finger... and stuff. So I did think I'd just keep my head down. And honestly, I thought I'd come out. Hopefully it'd, you know, keep me on Radio 1 for a few more years and I'd get to go on Celeb Juice or something like that. And that was the plan.
Got very low career aspirations.
Yeah.
That noise of you being sick on top of the cliff, I think will stay with me forever. The length of the sort of, I don't even know what to describe. The spew, it's like the visceral noise of the wretch.
Ugh.
I can still hear it. It haunts my dreams.
I think I don't know because I wasn't in there and I've not seen it back fully, but weren't people questioning if it was all real or if I was playing on it? I was like...
Yeah, and it really, really wound me up.
Because you know me.
I know you, and there are a couple of people who don't know you in the press that started commenting, going, oh, you know, that's acting. It genuinely... If anyone can produce that, they should be winning every Oscar, every BAFTA going. That is a performance that is so genuine and authentic. And it was when idiots that didn't really know you and never even heard of you that were commenting. And it's like, shush, be quiet.
I mean, everyone's entitled to opinion. If you didn't know me, that's fair enough. But no, like, I don't know how you can fake being sick. And I have seen a clip of the Viper Vault. You know, it took me an actual hour to get in there, okay? You can see me physically shaking. I'm crying. I think I had a panic attack, I think, because I had to go off set.
I think that was a panic attack.
And, you know, I couldn't breathe. And Ant said to me, Jordan, he said, breathe. And I started breathing. And he said, get in the vault and then get back out. So I got in again. And I thought, right, I'll get in.
You do the hokey cokey.
And then once the snakes start coming in, I'll say, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. I'll do 2 minutes, and then at least I can say to the guys, look, this is my biggest fear. This is my biggest fear. Tight space, like enclosed spaces and snakes. And I just cracked on. And it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done. And there's no acting.
Okay, well, which was worse, the Viper Vault or your challenge you got on the final episode, the Iron Maiden snake one?
Both as bad as each other, both horrific, but I'd say the Viper Vault was worse. But when the Iron Maiden was definitely worse because there was more snakes and it was an even more enclosed space.
And they were, I think they were bigger snakes than the Iron Maiden.
Oh, it was horrific. It was horrific, but...
They were girthier.
But I just felt like my confidence was growing every day in there. Mm. Every day.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, like, it wasn't easy and I would never do it again, but... I'd say Viper Vault was, oh, like, yeah. Ugh. You can see as well when they open the door, I'm like, get me out.
I think there were one or two people saying things like that, but for me, I think the vast majority were just with their, like, in there with you, just absolutely, you were just winning them over just by being brilliant. I think we said same at the time during the podcast recordings or whatever, that it was just amazing to see and really hard to watch. I'm sure a lot of people have said to you already, but yeah, what a thing to have. You might have changed your life being sick on a cliff, but it changed for the better when you got out of that Viper Vault having done so incredibly well. It was amazing.
Yeah, thanks, mate. And I said, thank you, Ben. I said in there, like, I do feel like my confidence has grown and it's definitely made me realise that I need to start coming out of my comfy lane more. And I was just living in this nice little safe little comfortable plodding along lane, and I never used to dip my
in greater London.
greater London. I never used to dip my toe out, and you know, I turned jobs down that I taught myself out of, saying I can't do that, I'd be too nervous for that. I've always wanted to go to New York, which I've mentioned loads of times, and I've never been. So like this next year, 2021, I'm going to do all that. I got in a lift the other day with Seb, my agent, and that was a big step for me. It was horrible.
Well, what's wrong with Seb?
No, it's the lift. He went, come on. He went, get in. So, I'm looking forward to the new year, and it has changed me for the better. And I know it sounds a bit corny, but it's made me realise I am a bit braver than what I think, and I can do things when I put my mind to it.
Yeah, I think of everybody that went into the castle this year, your journey is head and shoulders above anyone else's journey.
Oh, thank you.
And you should be very, very... We're proud for you. And obviously the biggest thing, as we've mentioned already, is the T-shirts. Are they doing more if people still want to buy them?
Yeah, I think they're still available online. A limited edition. I think when they sell out, they're going to leave it. But I'm going to try and see if they can... They can do some more, maybe.
In hindsight, do you not think, maybe, and, you know, I've got my own interests at heart. Could your happy place not have been, could you not have gone, happy place, help, I sexed my boss. happy place, William Hansen.
Ooh.
Even happy place, producer Ben. I mean, I would have accepted that. Happy place, Monaco.
No. When you trumped, no, that was not a happy place.
Oh, stop it.
My brother said before I went in, I've talked about this, but my brother said, no matter how cold, wet, scared, tired you are, just go to your happy place. And he said, just think your happy place.
And you've been cold, wet and tired at Turf Moor, probably. Yeah. And very unhappy. So
I have. I'm very, very unhappy. But yeah, I said it. So I never, ever realised the effect, like, how they, like, apparently Burnley had round the advertising boards, happy place, yep. Good luck, George. Like,
even other football clubs, I'm told. Mm. Tweeted happy place.
Tottenham tweeted it like ripping into Burnley because obviously Tottenham had beaten Burnley at Turf Moor once. But still, they got involved, which is the main thing.
They mentioned it on Sports Personality as well.
Wow,
which is just weird. So, yeah,
I mean, it's incredible. And after the Viper Vault, I mean, the public still wanted to see you because you were very entertaining. Other than the fact that you were able to conquer your fears, they still wanted to see you do some trials. The next one was the eating trial, Frights of the Round Table. You did, at points, have your elbows on the table. Oh, now, a little bit of a letdown after five and a bit series of this podcast and however long that we've been friends. Although, and I did credit you on this morning when I went on to talk to Phil and Alison about this.
Oh, yeah, noticed you bloody trying to get on every TV show, hooring yourself out. What weren't you on?
You can hardly speak.
Cashing in on it. What's it like to be on Jordan North's coattails?
You wait until the next time you and I are in a room together.
Go on, what were you going to say? Sorry. I am joking, by the way. I don't really think that.
The others, when there wasn't food on the table, the others had their arms resting on the table, but very correctly, and I was super proud of you, as is correct etiquette, you did actually put your hands in your lap when you were waiting for food. So well done, Wendy, and also well done to me. I'll take some credit for raising you properly.
I'm not being funny, and you'll know this, right? When you've got a big fatty penis in your mouth, you're not really that bothered about. You're not really that bothered about manners. Do you know what I mean? Like, that just, you know what I mean? Manners just, you know what I mean, William? Manners just go out the window.
So what did you have to actually remind? I've forgotten. Was it penis that you had to
Yeah, so it was a fish eye. Then it was the tip of a sheep's penis, which just tasted like pure fat. It was horrific and it looked horrible. Then I spun the thing and obviously spun it to myself. So I had to have the fermented fish guts, which you could taste it. Like, every time I breathed or talked, I could smell it on my own breath. That was horrific. And that really upset my tummy for a couple of days.
Oh, really?
Really bad, yeah. And then I had the tongue, which was the worst, the cow's tongue.
So Bev, and we'll talk about Bev now, but Bev, but off the back of that, she was then vegan, so she was having vegan stuff.
Yeah, I think people might have thought she got an easy ride from it, but hers was horrific because it was all fermented and off, and she had to eat more of it. I am telling you, she did not have it. None of them trials are easy, but yeah, it was.
What was Bev then getting for the actual meals? Because when you were all eating grouse or whatever you were having,
she got tiny portions of like tofu and other bits. It weren't nice.
And that's what, again, having not really ever watched I'm a Celebrity, so I never really sort of understood this until this year. You all have to go through absolute hell eating disgusting things, being locked in a box, and then for dinner you get eel.
Which was
like, that's what you're competing for.
Which we got eel after the Viper Vault, so it was like an up yours.
Can you not ask what are we competing for before you actually get in the box? Can you not? No.
No, and in there, yeah, there's loads that you don't know because obviously you watch the show. Like, I've watched it, but the eel was definitely the worst. The eel was horrific. But the actual cooking itself takes nearly 2 hours because you're cooking everything from scratch. It's not like you just throw it in an oven or a microwave. And we found this out. We were going to bed between 4 and 6 a.m. every morning, and we were getting up about 11, 12.
Madness.
We always thought it was around about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Turns out it's 4 to 6 a.m., which you don't know. There's no sense of time in there. You knew it was around about 4 o'clock, half 4 when it went dark, and you knew that Ant and Dec came in at 10 to 10. But that, other than that, but it's like when you're at a party, you know, when you're at a party or something, you just lose, you look at your watch or your phone, you're like, oh God, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of like that.
3 o'clock in the morning?
William does not know that.
I'm a great believer in kicking people out before midnight. That's why on invitations I always put carriages at, just to give people an indication as to when they can go.
Do you?
Yeah.
But it's just talking to you both about it, it doesn't seem real. It really doesn't.
Can I just bring up something about Bev Callard? I know that you mentioned Bev.
My Bev, of course you can.
She's so lovely. And we talked to her stepdaughter Danielle on our special podcast as well.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we had a lovely time with sort of... You had a lovely time with Bev, we had a lovely time with her relatives.
Yeah, go on, Ben.
Well, basically, during the run of episodes of the show and then our podcasts, Bev mentioned her book, her autobiography, on I'm a Celebrity in a conversation, I think, with yourself. And in that moment, I then went onto a popular bookseller online and bought the book, thinking, oh, Jordan mentioned that he's going to read it after he gets out. I might buy myself a copy, get him to sign it, get her to sign it, maybe. Maybe he could introduce me.
Yeah.
Hasn't bloody arrived, Jordan. So next time you're on the blower to Bev, get her to send me one.
I'll get onto it, mate. Don't you worry, I'll get onto it. But me and Bev, we click straight away because after the abseiling down the cliff, we did the Gates to Hell trial and she was mortified after that, proper mortified. She had bugs all in her hair, like bugs I have never... They were all in her hair, nesting in her hair, burying, and she was mortified. And she, at that moment, she just looked so vulnerable and cold, and I just wanted to give her a hug, and we just clicked straight away. And she's a lovely person. I said, you know, she's a beautiful person on the inside and outside, and I can't wait to see her. I actually need to give her a ring this week.
And then you plunged your hand down her lingerie in order to fish out the bugs.
Look, when you're in there, like, you do lose all. I said when I go in there, don't pick your nose, don't swear, and don't trump. And by the third day, I was doing all things in front of the cameras. So, yeah, you just forget in there. And the stars are everything in there. You're not bothered about everything else, just eating. You're so hungry.
When you did the trapped door challenge, which was the first challenge you had to do on your own.
Terrified.
Which I think it was at that point that I went, oh no. Because Ben and I, we were voting for you to do the trials.
Cheers, lads.
It was hashtag get behind Jordan.
Well, trapdoor, you were doing it on your own. We were worried. We had been voting for you. We were worried that because you didn't actually, for that one, you weren't going to have another celebrity to help you through. You know, you had Shane, you had Beverly and Vernon, you had all the others with the abseiling. Now you had to do it on your own. You didn't know what was going to be in that trapdoor tunnel.
No.
One of your other biggest fears, and you and I talked about this before you went, and actually you actually got off light on this because you didn't have to do anything that involved them, was rats.
Yeah.
Were you convinced there were going to be rats in that trapdoor tunnel?
You don't know in any challenge, you don't know. I did, not in the trapdoor one, but in the final one, the Iron Maiden, I didn't think that was going to be all snakes. I thought one section was going to be rats.
Oh, yeah.
The others were going to be bugs, and then others were snakes. I didn't think it'd be all snakes. I still, just because I didn't encounter rats, I don't think I got off lightly, but...
No, well, no. Okay, you got off lightly on the rat front.
Apparently, the rats bite a lot and they stink. Apparently, they were the worst. They smell horrific. You know, when AJ and Jess on the live trial had to put the head in, apparently the smell was horrific.
I felt so sorry for Jess. I mean, AJ sort of styled it out and went with it. But Jess in particular, you could see that she was really struggling with that. That was particularly awful. Although I was able to watch the programme because, thanks to Paul from PhobiaGone.com, I had him to help.
What? What's PhobiaGone.com?
What do you think PhobiaGone.com is, Jordan?
PhobiaGone.com?
It's I went for quite expensive Harley Street hypnotherapy, and now I'm cured of my fear of mice and rats. Although, in hindsight, you didn't even have a trial that involved a mice or a rat, mouse or a rat. So,
oh, sorry. I'll tell you what, I'll go back to Wales and jump in a coffin with loads of rats for you then, shall I?
Or pay my invoice. It's whichever you want. I don't mind.
No, I'm not. No.
But yeah, it's I needed it. I think you were the catalyst. As you know, I've really struggled with my phobia of those creatures for many years. So you actually being on that programme pushed me into doing.
I love how this special episode's gone back to William and his phobias.
Oh, shut up. We've done 3 weeks talking about you.
I'm joking. Bless yous. Bless yous.
During our 3 weeks, we delved into the Sex to My Boss archive to revisit some classic Jordan's Joke of the Week.
Oh, did you?
Yes. We then ran out. But for most of them, well, ran out of the good ones anyway. But I think it's time we go straight to the horse's mouth and have a new, fresh one. Jordan, anything that any of your relatives have sent you that you want to read out today?
What do you call a bloke mauled to death by a bear? And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So what do you call a bloke mauled to death by a bear? Claude.
That's a nice clean one.
Wait, I'll get some more for you. No. Let me just have a look what our Lee
sent
me.
Spoke too soon.
We only had one an episode. It was quite nice during the daily episodes.
Yeah, it was refreshing. It was so slick.
It's nice to know nothing's changed, isn't it, Gian Divas?
Yes. That still Jordan comes to the podcast ill-prepared.
When I moved into my new igloo, my friends threw me a surprise housewarming party. Now I'm homeless.
You see, these are nice, good, clean jokes. This is what we like.
I went on a date last night with a girl from the zoo. It was great. She's a keeper. Oh, no, I've got... Oh, you are going to love this one, William.
There's nothing worse with a joke when you go, this is hilarious, or you're going to love this one. It sets up a false expectation.
The 1980s British Olympic team had a reunion lunch with a Yorkshire theme. Daley Thompson turned up with black pudding. Steve Cram took Wensleydale cheese, and Tessa Sanderson supplied sausages. As they sat down to eat, there was a knock at the door. Who is it? Asked Thompson. It's Fatima, whip bread.
I mean, that's a very niche joke, and I only know who she is because she did the programme you've just done.
It's Fatima, whip bread! Fatima, whip bread! I don't know how they think her up. I really don't.
Any of our international listeners, you may not get that, but you can write in and we'll explain it to you.
Thanks to R. Lee and Graham North for those jokes. Thank you.
Talking of our Lee and Graham and sort of two icons of masculinity, let's talk about another icon of masculinity, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
What went through your... Why did you shave anyway? Why did you then shave and do half a job and come out and pretend to be Jeff?
When you're in there, you're very bored. And that took me ages to shave because all we had was a cheap...
Your skin looked so red and aggravated.
And all we had was a cheap disposable razor. So, and I don't know what was going through my mind. And I just thought it was a very hump day and we were all bored. And I thought I'd have a shave. And then I thought I'd leave the goatee till last because that was where it's really sensitive. And then, I don't know, I just decided to put my gilet on. And I think Jeff was my, not pseudonym, what's the word I'm looking for?
Alter ego?
Jeff was my alter ego that I didn't know I had. And I reckon Jeff might make a few more appearances.
Oh, really?
Pretty soon. Yeah, a lot of people have been asking about that.
Are they from specialist websites?
I think Jeff could be spotted round Soho in a leather...
Yes.
A leather waistcoat and a leather hat. Hey, Jeff ain't scared of no snakes. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I honestly don't know where Jeff came from. And again, I didn't think they'd put that in. You don't know what they're going to put in.
If they didn't put that in, then it would have been quite surprising. They would have one day had a massive beard, the next just nothing on your face.
There was loads of bits, like Shane Ritchie was so entertaining and he'd literally walk in the room, make everyone laugh. Holly threw an oven glove right at me, you know what, and floored me and everyone would burst out laughing. They didn't show that because me and Holly were winding each other up. She threw a glove and it hit me right, you know where, and it floored me. And like, they didn't. I don't think they put that in, so... You just don't know. You never know. Oh, I fell off a bucket as well as the... I was sitting on a bucket upside down and I did an impression...
You mean a bouquet?
I fell off a bouquet. I did an impression of Sharon Stone in... When she uncrosses her legs. That film. Is it Basic Instinct?
Oh, goodness me. Yeah.
And I did that and I fell off, so...
No wonder that didn't go in for a family show.
You say that. You say, I wonder why that didn't go in. It did go in when you were... flossing with your luxury item in front of Holly. That did go into the show.
Yeah, that went in. But in the Castle Inn as well, they kept in the Gloria Gaynor a bit. Okay.
Who chose that song?
Me. I chose that song. I'd had a drink.
I like to feel at the time that you chose that for me.
Yeah. But I also sang...
Just say yes.
I also sang 500 Miles, and I thought that was funnier because...
What song's that?
I hate 500. And I was literally screaming, da-da-da, and pointing at people and going, sing! Da-da-da. I was like... And like, I had hold of the microphone. I was going, sing! Come on. So you don't know what they keep in, but...
That is funny because Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive and 500 Miles, that's literally one of my absolute favourite songs and one of my absolute worst songs. I will switch off any, even Ken Bruce, if he starts to play that, automatically get switched off. Hate it. So I'm glad they cut.
Well, if you're ever about to moan about William on the radio, Jordan, then you know what to play just before.
Oh, no, don't talk about William on the radio. Jordan mentioned me the other day on his show and just went, my posh friend.
Oh,
didn't even get a name check.
Yeah, we had you on.
I'm dead to Jordan.
Because we'll talk about this in that episode that we'll talk about at the end of this, but Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yorkshire pudding's on a Christmas dinner, that's why we got one.
The other big mystery, slightly unsavoury mystery, that ran for days and days and days.
Oh, I know what's coming.
Now, I said to a lot of people, in the press and off the press, well, I don't think I actually said anything on the press. Maybe I didn't.
You better not have said it was me.
No, no, I stood up for you. I said, Jordan always sits down to have a wee, Lorraine. That's what I said.
I mean, I don't.
I know, I didn't say that. I said that you are quite clean as a person. And I would be very surprised if that were you. Did we ever get to the bottom of who did you think it was?
I had my suspicions. But can I just state, for the record, I always knock my drops off.
Lovely.
Okay. It wasn't me. You know what my mum's like. I was brung up better than that. I had my suspicions. That's all I can say. I don't think it was Vernon, because Tess wouldn't have that.
No.
Do you know
what
I mean?
She's very tidy, Tess.
I just can't imagine, like, so I've got my suspicions, but there we go.
Just mouth to the camera now who you think it was.
Nope. What happens in the castle stays in the castle.
Oh, shut up. Who? Do again? Yeah, I thought it was that person as well. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. 100%. Anyway.
Yeah, and she was great in Corrie too.
Oh, here he is.
He has been quite good. He has been quite funny.
Well, he is very funny. I mean, I know we give him stick, but we do actually love producer Ben.
Oh, don't jump on the bandwagon now, Jordan, now that everyone else bloody loves me.
Celebrity Cyclone.
Oh, I mean...
A bunch of celebrities being... blown to the ground with their knees buckling with a load of chemicals going over them. I said on air, it's like a night in Soho. But Ben's new favourite thing, by the way, is if you refer to this podcast as on air, because...
It's not on air.
Well, yeah, but it really winds Ben up. So if you refer to this as on air, that's a good way to wind him up, Jordan.
Okay, good. Good to know.
How did you like the cyclone. I think of all the challenges, that was probably the most fun.
Well, I never thought I'd get that far. So a lot of them said, as long as I get to the cyclone for my kids, for my family, then I'm happy. It was fun, but it was absolutely freezing. And it was so difficult. Like, when that water's hitting you, it took four men to move one of those fans, just to move it. Four people on the fan. So when the water's on you, the fan and all the slippery stuff, the gunk on the floor, it takes the breath out of you. I was like... And you're trying to breathe and there's more water in your face and you're freezing and you're cold and you've got Vernon behind you going, go on, Jordy! Go! I'm like, I know what to do, Vernon! Shut up! It was hard, but afterwards, it's what G had called type 2 fun, where you realised it was fun, but not during the moment. And there's three types of fun. Type 1 fun, when you know you're having fun. Type 2 fun, where is you don't realise it at the time, but afterwards it was fun. And type 3 fun, which is no fun at all.
This podcast is type 2 fun for us guys.
Type 3.
And not long after that, it was the final. And obviously you were in second place. And for you to, look, for us, for you to get even on the programme was a bit of a miracle. For you to get where you got, I've said it to you privately, off air, and I'll say it to you now on air, we're so proud.
Oh.
You did so well. There was nothing that you did, apart from the elbows on the table, that we felt was an embarrassment. Oh. Or that we didn't want to be associated with you. I'm so proud of you and well done.
Oh, thank you. That helps me a lot. And yeah.
And you said to me that you don't mind the fact that you didn't win.
Yeah, no, I don't feel... Yeah, I did not expect to get to the final, the cyclone. So, you know, let's not beat around the bush, you know. Let's not sugarcoat it. I was the least known person in there. When my name come up on the screen, everyone just would have gone, who?
Station cat.
So, yeah, exactly. And you're in there with Vernon Kay, who I used to watch every weekend and listen to on the radio. Beverly Callard, you know, household name, Shane Ritchie. Victoria Derbyshire, we used to make tea for, do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I never thought I'd get to the final. And I still have to pinch myself a bit now. But, yeah, it was the best thing I ever did. And one thing that made me proper happy was because they said to me, oh, I was like quite proud of, actually. I was really proud of this. They said to me, for your final feast, what do you want? And I told them I wanted a prawn cocktail, corned beef hash. They had to ring my auntie Maggie to get the recipe. Right. This chef was like a Michelin star trained chef, and she'd never heard of Angel Delight. And she's like, apparently she couldn't believe it was only 49p for a packet. Right. And then we had a meeting afterwards, and I was told that my final feast was potentially the cheapest final feast in the history of the show. They reckon it cost less than a tenner. Even when I asked for a can of Guinness, it was still under a tenner. Because Angel Delight's only, what, 49p? When she said 49p, I was like, oh, it's cheaper than that. You can get cheaper than that. Anyway, so, yeah.
God bless you. Saving ITV money.
But I want to say, again, thank you to everyone that supported me. Thanks to my family, like my mum and my brothers and their other halves and all my family that got behind me. Thank you to everyone at Radio 1 as well, because Radio 1 did prove that we're like a big family. And, you know, I thought a couple of shows had mentioned it, but they got behind me. But also, thank you to you and Ben and all the wonderful Gene Divas that did as well. Like, I still can't believe it, and I have to pinch myself. I reckon it'll calm down. I reckon in 6 months' time I'll be scramming around for work like I am usually.
Oh, not 6 months. 6 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
So, February.
Yeah.
Well, look, Jordan, before we let you go and let the listeners go, the plan was, up until a few days ago, that Series 7, we're going to call it Series 7, guys, okay? Series 6 was the Jordan stuff that we've just done, the Get Behind Jordan. Series 7 is when we'll go back to normal. That was going to come back on Tuesday, the 12th of January. That was the plan, okay? And that still is going to happen. But look, life, we are aware... At the moment, this whole year, but particularly at the moment, due to the big thing that normally happens on the 25th of December, is pretty rubbish for everyone. And there's not really a lot that anyone can do about it. There's not much that Jordan, Ben and I can do. But what we can do is give you a special Christmas episode of Help, I Sexted My Boss. So that will be with you on Christmas Day, when you wake up, press play, Jordan and I will be back, as usual, emptying our Christmas post bag.
We're going to do a special... I'm doing that thing again where I just repeat what you said, aren't I?
Oh, it's fine. Back to normal.
Yeah, okay. But thank you. I've enjoyed this episode.
Good. I wish I could say the same. Until then, Help I Sexed My Boss as I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is over. We will never mention that programme again. I think that's unlikely. I'm certainly never going to watch ITV again. And Jordan, I'm saying this to you now. If you ever think of doing Dancing on Ice, we are not doing a daily podcast for that.
Okay. Do you think I've kept the weight off? I haven't, have I?
No. But it's fine. It's Christmas. We're all putting on the pounds. It's...
Do you not think I have?
No. You look great. So we will be with you on Christmas Day. If you have any Christmas conundra, then you know how to get in touch with us. All the information on sextedmyboss.com.
Yeah, if you've got any questions for Christmas this year, any COVID tier 4, tier 3 related problems or anything like that, just get in touch. And we will be here to offer our advice. Ben, considering this is the last time we're going to hear you, maybe you should end the podcast.
Oh, thanks, Jordan. Thanks, guys. If anybody's listening that wants me to appear on any other podcasts, please email. It's ben@ineedwork, and I don't really want to be a producer. I want to be on air.com.
On air. And his new catchphrase, actually, we need to update you on this. Obviously, hi, guys, but he ended each daily podcast with...
Bye, guys.
Bless his cotton socks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.